Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about the beauty of acceptance and how to see in every single change that is happening right now in your life an opportunity. And by that, I mean changes that are feeling uncomfortable for you right now. Because I'm a person that as soon as something doesn't go my way or something is not going out like expected, I go crazy. And if you're the same type of person that literally goes crazy as soon as something is not working out for her the way she wants to, then this podcast episode will give you clarity, it will calm you down, and it will give you finally an, I would say, like a solution how to handle situations like that. So to give you like a little side story so that you can understand the topic a bit better and what was going on in my life specifically and how I found a solution for it. So a few weeks ago, I was in a couple of situations where I had a lot of plans, like trips planned. I had a lot of things planned with friends, etc. And a lot of things got canceled. So, and this was like a typical situation where I was going crazy. So you need to know, like, I'm a red personality. There's like this color scheme going on. There's a book about it. It's called Surrounded by Idiots, where you can see like what type of personality color you are. And for example, I'm a red personality. So that means I'm very like dominant. I'm the one that wants to lead. I'm the one that wants to plan out things. And if things don't go my way, like I go crazy. So, and you also have like a specific color that describes your personality. So definitely check that book out or definitely check that color scheme out so that you can understand yourself better. So that means every single time, like I said, when things don't go my way, like I go crazy, especially because I'm experienced and I'm used to it that I get everything I want. I know this sounds crazy now, but I'm so used to it because I realized from a young age, like as soon as I started my business in my teenage times, I realized that I have the power of my life. Like I have the control of my life. So if I want something, if I want to move to Dubai next week, I know I'm the person that is in control and can make it happen. And I experienced so many things in my life and made so many things happen that I really believe I can achieve everything in my life and I can have everything that I want in my life. Yes, maybe not like literally tomorrow, but I know I can get everything in my life. So that means when there's something that I can't get or something that is not going out as expected for me, I literally go crazy. And for me, it's very, very hard to accept things like a situation that makes me feel maybe uncomfortable or triggers me outside of my comfort zone. It's very hard for me to accept that and to move on. So, and in these few weeks that happened, I got to learn this. So, and honestly, now looking back, it was the best thing that happened to me because it helped me to grow so much as a person. Because this was one of the, I would say, biggest things that I was struggling with because I was so spoiled from myself to get everything I want and that everything always works out for me, like I think it was working out for me, so that as soon as something wasn't working out for me this way, like I was literally like, my world was over, like I was making a drama, like the Latina was literally coming out of me. So, and one thing that happened a few weeks ago is that a lot of friends, a lot of things that I got planned, they all canceled. So, and one thing that I literally hate the most beside of, yeah, changing my plans and everything, if I know, okay, my time is kind of wasted, you know, like I blocked my calendar, I made some time free, especially as an entrepreneur, like if you're having a business, like, you know what I'm talking about, like you literally blocked your calendar, like already like days ago, weeks ago to make that trip happen or this one thing that you wanted to do with your friend, etc. And then it gets canceled and then you're like, okay, fuck. So I already kind of invested time into it because I could, instead of that, do something else. I could, I don't know, hop on business meetings, etc., or make some money. So, and this is the same situation that happened to me. So I had a whole weekend planned, and it was actually the weekend where I was planning to vlog for YouTube. So if you have watched the YouTube vlog already, you know what I'm talking about, because there you will see all the behind the scenes. So if you haven't watched it yet, I will try to link the YouTube vlog under this podcast. So I don't know if I will upload the vlog today or tomorrow, but if this podcast is already online for a few days, you will see the vlog already online. And there I documented the whole story that I'm going to tell you now. So what ended up happening is, like, I was about to vlog this weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had a lot of amazing things planned, obviously, because I wanted to do something on these vlogs. I just don't wanted to sit like at home and vlog myself working. So I wanted to do something. I wanted to show you guys something more about Bali, about the lifestyle, etc. Of course, I don't wanted to do like a crazy fancy vlog or so. Like, I always try to keep everything as raw and as real as possible in my vlog. But I wanted to have a plan. Like, I wanted to do something. So, for example, on the first day, I had typical things planned, like going to the gym, then in the evening going for dinner with a friend, then the other day also like having a nice afternoon with my friends, then also going out for dinner with them, the next day going for beach club with friends, like a really nice fancy beach club that just opened up here in Bali. And also one day I was planned to go to a boxing class with a friend. Like, you see, like, a lot of different things. And guess what? All these things got canceled. Like, all the plans got canceled. For example, like, my friend that was about to go for dinner with me, she couldn't make it. Then the other friend that was about to go with me to the boxing class, she then told me that the boxing class is on Monday, not on the Friday. That a friend that wanted to go with me to the beach club, she got like a partnership for her business and she needed to work and stuff like that. Like, nevertheless, like, she needed to work. So, and all these people canceled. And I was like, okay, wow, what should I do now? First, I got frustrated, obviously. Like, I was mad because I was like, okay, I invested now my time. My calendar is blocked. I have so much time now left. What I should do with it? So, and I'm a person, I don't mind spending time by myself. Like, I go on a lot of solo trips. I love to actually spend time by myself. But this was, for example, a phase where I was already spending a lot of time by myself, and I was very, very happy to finally have company. You know what I mean? To finally meet some people and be a bit more social and stuff like that. But I knew, okay, everyone canceled. I need to spend time by myself. And I was super mad in the beginning, but then I realized and stepped back and I asked myself, okay, what is the opportunity in that? So if I really believe that everything happens for me and everything happens for a reason, what is the opportunity inside of the situation? And the first thing that came up into my mind was like the intention that I set when I came to Bali, when I wanted to do this trip. And the intention was to build a network of entrepreneurs, of new people that are new for me. So I already have like quite a big entrepreneurial network all around the world, even though in Bali I have a few entrepreneur friends, but I wanted to meet more people. I wanted to meet new people. I wanted to meet people, especially that will give me a new perspective on life, because all the entrepreneur friends that I already had, especially in Dubai, etc., they are all going kind of in the same direction. So to give you one example, like, most of the people that I've met now in Bali and all the people that I've met now in this chapter of my life, these are people, for example, they put peace before everything. These are people that are focusing super, super strong on their health. These are people that are not drinking alcohol. These are people that are not, you know, everything that they do needs to have a purpose. And money is just something that they love money. They love running a business, etc. But it's not the focus in their life. Compared to all the friends that I made before, for example, in Dubai, etc., money is their main focus in their life. And after that comes mindset and health. So, and I wanted to obviously, or I would say on purpose, build these type of friendships here in Bali. And then I remembered that intention. I was like, yeah, okay, right. I already met like quite some people that were going in this direction, were now aligned with all my new values that I have now. But still, I don't feel like I fulfilled that mission. And I was like, okay, now all these people canceled. So that means probably for me that I should go out so I can, by myself, obviously, so I can meet new people and I can make room for these new people. So, and then it made like kind of like click in my mind. And I was like, okay, that's definitely one opportunity. So maybe I just got so much time now by myself, so I have now new room to fill it with new people and new experiences, things that I have never done before, maybe places that I have never visited before. Because all the things that I have planned with friends, etc., these were all things that I'm always doing, you know what I mean, like going with them for a nice dinner, going to a beach club, things like that. These were all things that I was anyways always doing in my day-to-day life here. So I thought to myself, okay, let's just go with the flow and let's see the opportunity and everything. So, and I remember the first day how I just got ready, went for a nice lunch by myself. I enjoyed my own company, especially like in this weekend. I was so present. Because I was just by myself, like there was no one talking to me, there was no one that was influencing me in some kind of way. Like this is something that was already known for me, like if I spend time by myself, like I come back to my center. So, and this was the first thing that I experienced, like going for these lunches by myself, etc. So I was fully like conscious. So, and after like going for the lunch on the first day, I went to the gym and stuff like that. And then I remembered, or literally like that message popped out again on my Instagram from a girl that reached out to me, and she asked me if I would be down to meet here in Bali. So, and obviously I was a bit hesitant because I did not know her. And on top of that, the other thing is that her Instagram profile was private. So I just saw a profile picture. Like I did not know this person at all. But I still knew at this point, like, hey, I have this dinner reservation for tonight anyways that my friend just canceled. And I did not cancel the reservation. Like she canceled, but I did not cancel the reservation because I thought, okay, you never know, seeing everything an opportunity. Maybe I meet someone later on that wants to join me for dinner, or maybe I will just go by myself. So, and then I just realized, okay, I have this dinner reservation. I see this message from this girl. She asked me a couple of times if I wanted to meet her in Bali. And I thought to myself, okay, why not? Of course, at the back of my head, I was thinking, okay, I don't know this person. And I'm also kind of, I don't want to say scared, because this person, like she was one of the followers that was following me for a long, long time. Like you could see, like she was reacting like to stories months ago and everything. Like, and it came across like very genuine. Like it was really like a person behind it. Like you could see it. It was not like a fake account or something. And obviously if I'm meeting her, I'm meeting her at a public place. But like this little voice in my head was like, yeah, but Maribel, you don't know if she's your vibe and you don't know if you guys will get along with each other. Like maybe it's a waste of time. So, and I will tell you something, like the Maribel, like a year ago, she will never, ever, ever, ever meet this girl. Never. Like, and not because she's not an amazing girl. I will tell you later on something about that. Just because she will not know if she would, like, if this person would have the same life and lifestyle like her. That's what the old Maribel would say, like, hey, I don't know if she's even an entrepreneur, I don't know if she's on the same level like me, etc. Because the old Maribel was always, like, very conscious, but on a toxic way about her environment. Like every single person, every single thing, every single place, etc., that she surrounded herself with needed to be towards her main goal that she wanted to achieve, to become that very successful and very known entrepreneur. This was her main goal. So every single thing that I did, every single person that I talked to, every single place that I visited, etc., needed to help me to come forward to my goal. What's obviously, yes, can be helpful when you're especially in the beginning journey of your entrepreneur, of your business. But it can be also very toxic because you will no longer see people as people. You will always see people as a tool to help you to come to your goal. So, and I stopped labeling people a few months ago. I had a very interesting conversation with my mindset coach because she made me realize that the next level or the life that I'm about to build, I can build this life if I'm still labeling people. And I'm still kind of, I would say, rejecting people that are still like important in my life or still like valuable for me in my life just because they are not running a successful business, etc., etc. So, and therefore I said to myself, okay, let's give it a try. Let's just stop labeling people. Let's go and meet this girl, even if she's the normalest girl ever and you maybe are not having the same life. Maybe there's still like something that you can learn from this person, and maybe there's still like beauty in the conversation that you can see with her. You know what I mean? Like there's still enjoyment left, because back then I was always getting so freaking like bored from people that were not having like the same lifestyle. But since a couple of months, I realized how beautiful it is to have friends and people around you that are not having the same life like you. For example, one of my closest friends here in Bali, she's not even having Instagram. She is not even having Instagram. And I have the best time with her. Like literally this girl and me, we have every single time we meet a blast. Literally we could sit in front of a white wall and we could just talk to each other and we would have a blast. So, and this is your little reminder. If you're also a person that tends to label people, that tends to, I would say, put like a super high wall in front of her for everyone else that is not living the same life like her, that is not like her, put that wall down. Like there's so many amazing people out there that are not having the same life like you that can be very, very, very valuable for your life. So I said to myself, let's go and meet this girl. So I texted her, I said to her like, hey, look, I have a reservation tonight for dinner and you want to join me? And she said, hey, of course. She was pretty happy about it. And I got ready and I met her. And guys, I have to say, it was one of the most freaking interesting conversations that I had in my life. I'm a person, honestly, not going to lie, I hate to listen to people. I hate to listen to people like on the long run. Like if I have someone in front of me, let's say like a typical narcissist that is just talking about himself, is just talking, I hate to listen to people like that. So I'm a person like I need to be engaged in a conversation. It needs to be a back and forth. That's how I have fun having conversations with people. When I was talking to this girl, literally my percentage from me talking was literally 20% and she was 80% talking. Everything that this girl was saying, everything that this girl was telling me was so freaking interesting. I could have listened to her literally till 2 a.m. in the morning. Like we met at 8 p.m. and we left at 11 p.m. No joke, we were non-stop talking. Like every single story she shared with me was so interesting. So and she was a girl from South Africa and she is working in the yacht industry. And this girl, like such an amazing mindset, so many incredible stories. And she was absolutely amazing. That's all I can say. Like she was absolutely amazing. I was so glad that I literally said to myself, okay, put the labeling stuff beside and just meet this person and just see what happens. I'm so, so happy and glad that I did that. I had, like I said, a really, really amazing day. And just because when you think about it, My plans got canceled. I was trying to see the opportunity in things and stopped labeling people or stopped expecting something. I stopped expecting something out of this dinner with this girl. Like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I hope she's an entrepreneur. I hope she's going to be like this. And I hope that we're going to connect on this level and this and this. No, I stopped it. I had no expectation. I just went out and I just met her. I had the most amazing time. And I had so many learnings from conversations with her, like so many learnings, especially one that literally would change my life forever, especially when it comes in terms of business, even though she's not a business owner. So, and this was the first day. On the second day, also just me chilling by myself, having the mindset again, okay, what's the opportunity? What's the opportunity in it? So, and I remember, for example, on this day, I hopped on a call with one of my employees. She was one of my sales reps. Like, she's doing the sales in my company. And she told me that she's going to leave the company, unfortunately, and very soon, because she wants to do something differently. Like, she already started a few months ago doing like a mindset coaching and things like that. And she said that she would love to go into a different direction now. And yeah, and she was at this point my own only sales rep. So, and for me, it was obviously like a, what means like a shock. Like, I kind of knew that she would leave someday, but I did not know that she would leave so soon. And I just knew at this moment, okay, I need to find someone ASAP, because we are about to launch a completely new program in around a week. And I need someone who can take care of the calls, because I can take care of the calls by myself. Selena can take care of the calls by herself. Like, I need someone. And she was amazing. She was very, very good. So, and then in the situation, I knew, okay, it's not helping me out to just keep worrying about it, to have this anger inside of myself. Let's accept it and let's try to find an opportunity in the situation. Literally, hour after she told me that, we had a call with another girl that she's actually one of my friends that wanted to go into her position. She said, like, hey guys, I can definitely become your sales rep. Like, I can definitely hop on calls for you guys if you want me to do so, and I can directly start. She's a girl that already was in the same space. Like, she worked for a similar coach before. She knows the offer. She is very, very good, well trained. She even worked as a sales manager before in other companies. So she was even more qualified than the girl that I had before. And there we go, seeing the opportunities in something. Of course, it is such a pity that the other girl left, and I loved working with her. But for me, after that, I realized, okay, actually, it was more than a fair trade, because now I have someone that fits even better into the position. So, and after that, on this day, I thought to myself, wow, I have so much time left. What should I do now? Like, what should I do with my time? Because I'm no longer going to the beach club, etc. And then I realized that at the other side of my place, there was like a construction. I still wanted to work. Like, I still wanted to like do something for work, etc. But I knew, okay, I will not be able to really work focused on my business while this construction and the neighborhood side is going crazy. And then a change came in again, seeing the opportunity in something. I thought, okay, let me try a co-working space. And one thing about me, like, I literally hate co-working spaces. Like, if you put me inside of a co-working space, like, I will have PTSD. I will think I will be back in my 9-to-5. Like, I get anxiety in co-working spaces. Like, I don't like them. They just give me 9-to-5 vibes, corporate vibes. Like, why should I do that to myself if I know I'm having a place for myself where I can literally work? But I said to myself, okay, the construction is pretty loud, so what's the opportunity in that? Like, what should I do, God? Like, you are telling me I should leave? Okay, where should I go? I then checked my phone. So, okay, co-working spaces here in Bali. The first co-working space I went to was a complete disaster. I'm not going to lie. It gave me absolute, like, corporate PTSD. Like, it was so freaking quiet there. And it was so like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like, it literally looked like a fucking office. So, and I was like, no, I'm not going to stay here. I even paid for it and everything. And then I stepped out and then I looked for another co-working space. And guys, I found the most amazing and most beautiful co-working space in my entire life. This place, when I stepped in, it was so peaceful. I was working for 3 hours with no distraction. I never had such a creative flow and such, I would say, a general state of flow when it came to my business. I felt so comfortable. And for me, this was such a big opportunity because I always thought, okay, when I'm coming to Bali, like I need to have like a big ass villa where I have different opportunities to work. For example, I can work here on my big kitchen table. I can work outside. I can work here on the couch. I can work in the little office space that I have up there. So now I always thought, okay, I need to have different opportunities inside my place or inside my villa when I'm here so that I don't get tired of it. So that I, even if I'm staying the whole day at home and I'm working at home, that I can always switch places. So now I always need to have that big of a place or big of a villa to make that happen. But then I realized, oh my God, there's such amazing co-working space here where I have all that. There was a pool. It looked like you were in the middle of a jungle. It was outside. There was like a breeze. It was not too quiet, but it was also not too loud. Like, it was absolutely amazing. It was literally just 5 minutes from my place. So, and this is a place that I just found. And there I again realized, okay, wow, that's the opportunity in the change. So, and now I told you like little different stories. And I hope that you realize like, whatever change you're going through right now, no matter how uncomfortable it feels right now, and no matter like how much you actually want to refuse that change and you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be in that position right now. Embrace the change and try to see the opportunity in it. Like I said it before in so many podcast episodes, every single thing happens for a reason. And every single reason will show you that is happening for you. There's nothing in this life that is happening against it. I can promise you that. And maybe right now you're not seeing the opportunity in it. Maybe right now you're not seeing like the positive thing in the change. But one day you will realize that the opportunity that you're, or the changes that you're facing right now, are giving you an opportunity to what you really need in life. And I don't say by that what you really want, because what you want and what you need is a completely different thing. Sometimes what we want is not what we need and what will truly make us happy and fulfilled in life. So therefore, always keep in mind every single thing happens for you and for a reason, and it's happening for something that you need right now in your life. So, and especially when it comes to the topic of acceptance, because I talked in the beginning about like how I'm that red character and everything. And I can tell you, like, when it comes to business, like, I'm always the person, like, I hate it when people tell me what I need to do. I hate it when I need to go like a completely different journey that I don't know how I should go it. Like, if I don't know what I should do, if I don't have like a proper plan inside of my head because so many changes happen or people are telling me what to do, like I go crazy. But I realized that sometimes we need to accept things like they are and to trust the process. Or in my case, hey, to trust the Lord, because God has a plan for you. God already knows what you need to do to get what you really need in your life. So, and he will literally push you towards that journey and push you towards that goal. So, and you just need to accept, even if it's hard, even if it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. And I can tell you, like, I went through so many uncomfortable things in the last 7 days. And I was like, oh my God, how did we land here? Like, literally no joke. Like, I was sitting here and I was like, how the fuck did we land here? But I was like, okay, I'm embracing that change. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it and I know that it's happening for a reason and I'm accepting it. I'm accepting that change and I'm just letting myself go with the flow. Because at the end of the day, no matter how red your personality is, putting that energy and that anger into it, girl, it will make you just more exhausted. And I know when you need to change something in your life, you need energy for it. Like you need energy, you need that power for the change itself. So while you're making like a drama and putting all that energy in like creating fights with people, etc., put that energy in yourself, accept it, and just go with the flow. So that's pretty it for this podcast episode. I hope you enjoy it. I just wanted to share like all my thoughts, all my learnings that I had in the last few weeks, because I know that you probably experienced that too. And I know that all my followers on my Instagram, they're pretty similar like me. They're also very dominant go-getters, etc. And they're probably having the same attitude like me. So someone needed to humble us down right now and to finally see the opportunity and things. And see you ladies in the next podcast episode.